Our scripture today is taken from the 5th chapter of Mark, verses 1 through 13. They came to the other side of the sea, to the country of the Gerasenes. And when he had stepped out of the boat, immediately a man out of the tombs with an unclean spirit met him. He lived among the tombs, and no one could restrain him anymore, even with a chain, for he had often been restrained with shackles and chains, but the chains he had wrenched apart, and the shackles he broke in pieces. And no one had the strength to subdue him. Night and day among the tombs and on the mountains, he was always howling and bruising himself with stones. When he saw Jesus from a distance, he ran and bowed down before him, and he shouted at the top of his voice, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I adjure you by God, do not torment me." For he had said to him, "Come out of the man, you unclean spirit." Then Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" He replied, "My name is Legion, for we are many." He begged him earnestly not to send them out of the country. Now there on the hillside, a great herd of swine was feeding. And the unclean spirits begged him, "Send us into the swine, let us enter them." So he gave them permission, and the unclean spirits came out and entered the swine, and the herd, numbering about 2,000, rushed down to the steep bank into the sea and were drowned in the sea.
There is so much chaos in today's world. It seems as if natural disasters come on a daily basis. We miss the hurricane of the week. It went someplace east of us. Did you ever worry about when you pray for a hurricane not to hit you, that you're praying for it to hit somebody else? Terrorism raises its ugly head on a regular basis in the Middle East, and where our grandson is now. It's just one giant game of whack-a-mole. Wars and rumors of wars abound. North Korea, what's going on in Venezuela? Economic uncertainty, to the extent of wondering where the next meal will come from one half the population of the globe. In this past week, in Las Vegas, thousands of people out for a night of having a good time. 20-something thousand in the stands. And one loner gunman surrounds himself with a cache of weapons and thousands of rounds of ammunition, breaks the windows out, and starts shooting. Can you believe that in a space of 9 minutes, that he could shoot almost 600 people? And we decry, it's so much worse now than it's ever been in the history of the world. I wish I could say that were true, but it's not. In reading the history of the world, you are reading the effects of chaos, aren't you really? A lot of the history is written in chaos. In Jesus' day, the village of Gadara or Gerasa, there were two villages, and it could have been either one. One gospel has it a Gerasene demoniac, and the other one has a Gadarene demoniac. They were two towns that were close to the Sea of Galilee. And they were beset by chaos, were they not? It came in the form of, as the New Testament describes him, a demoniac at the tombs. He lived his life in chaos. People couldn't go around him. They would go way out of their way to avoid him. They tried to bind him and they couldn't. He broke the shackles. He was of greater danger to himself than he was to them. The villagers couldn't control him. Some said he was possessed by a demon. Question. Does evil have a reality in and of itself? Or is evil merely the absence of good? Don't worry if that question puzzled you mightily. It has puzzled thinkers since the dawn of thinking. Is there a reality to evil? There's a new show on TV, and I will admit that. It's called Lucifer. And it's about the fallen angel in Christian story. The fallen angel Lucifer lands in a city in America, and he's extremely good looking. Is evil like that? Is there a reality of evil? Considering the state of the world, one critic of religion posited this. Listen carefully. If God is all powerful, then God cannot be all good. And if God is all good, then God cannot be all powerful. It hurts my brain to try to wrap myself around that thought enough to understand it. But I know on first glance, I don't like it. I don't like to hear that. Do you? That statement cynically cries out, God, if you are really there and you are really who you say you are, why don't you fix everything? Have you ever asked that in a dark moment? Yeah. We chose as a species, we chose freedom over being taken care of. The beginning of our own scripture speaks to that, does it not? Do you remember the story in the garden? The Garden of Eden. Did Adam and Eve work? No. They had everything. Everything was given to them. But we chose freedom over being taken care of. Now, I'm not talking about the historical nature of the story of Adam and Eve. That's a discussion for another day. But what I am talking about is spiritual truth. In the story in the garden, God offered humanity care and safety in Genesis. We rejected it. Some posit that as original sin. We rejected it for doing our own thing. God offered humanity relationship through the law with Moses. All you had to do was to keep the law, and you would be in relationship with God. God sent us God's Son to show us the way out of chaos. We rejected Him and nailed Him to a cross and yelled, "Give us Barabbas, we'll take him instead." But my friends, the really good news is God, being God, did not give up on us, His cranky, wayward children. Not even death could contain God's love for us, right? That's what we call Easter, is it not? Easter shows that God's love is stronger than death. Jesus approached the demoniac at the tombs, and He asked his name. Perhaps the first time the demoniac had been treated like a human being. Everyone ran from him. No one would get near him, much less walk up to him and say, "Hi, my name's Jesus. What's your name?" He told Jesus the truth. His name, Legion. Chaos has many names and faces, does it not? Hunger, hatred, bigotry, racism, economic uncertainty. Anything that threatens to tear at the fabric of humanity, to tear us apart, that sows the seeds of chaos. When the chaos of natural disasters hit, flood, hurricane, earthquake, locusts, frogs, you name it. When disaster hits, the real story is not the disaster, the chaos, is it? The real story is how we pull together, how we look after each other, how we overcome and move forward in our clumsy, halting way. I remember when we were prepared to host, I don't know how many flood victims. And in 2 hours, we were ready and we were willing. We were beyond willing. We were anxious to do that because we were needed. No. Chaos itself cannot destroy us because love is stronger than death. Love is stronger than chaos. So when you feel like you're at wit's end, wondering what's going to happen next, just remember the words, "For God so loved the..." God so loved the... God so loved the... And that's the truth. Amen.